Hey, this is Morgan Evans, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I got more ambition than I've got money, but you're sure pretty and you think I'm funny. It's all right. It's all right. You don't have to prove that your aim is true, cause baby, you got me and I got you, and it's all right. All night. I don't care where tomorrow goes, how it feels right now, cause all we need to know while we're young and our hearts run. Crazy things we've done while we're young. While we're young, while we're young. We can turn the night till it's upside down. We can follow the band to the next town, wherever that is, wherever that is. We could find ourselves coming unwound at the end of the road, where the only sound is your lips on my lips. I don't care where tomorrow goes, long as I got you. I don't need to know why we crazy things we've done while we're young. While we're young, while we're young. While we're young, while we're young. While we're young, and our hearts run wild.
I'm backstage at the new Borderline in London, and Morgan Evans, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad you say new, because I saw this place online and I was like, oh cool, like dingy underground rock club. And I came down here, it was all so nice and clean. Are we at the right place?
I think it's lost its image a bit.
Yeah, oh, I don't know what it was. It's cool, it's very cool, yeah. But it wasn't what I expected.
Right, you've got an Australian accent. We've interviewed you before, and one of the top singers from Australia, but you're doing a lot now in Nashville, signed to Warner's Nashville.
Yeah, man, thank you. I moved there about 2 and a bit years ago, and... yeah, we're finally at the point where we're about to put out some music, so it's really exciting.
So you haven't released anything yet?
No.
So when was the last album?
So I put out three EPs and a record in Australia, but Australia only. And the record came out in 2014, in March. So it's been a long time since then, and the whole time I've been working on this new stuff. And so the next single will be released in the US here and Australia at the same time, so I can stop just... like blocking the rest of the world from my music, which is, that's a good feeling for me, and that's why I'm here to sort of introduce myself.
So who's the producer in Nashville?
He's a guy named Chris DiStefano, who I met at a writing camp in Sydney, which is strangely enough. I met he and Ashley Gawley at a writing camp in Sydney, and we just clicked. We put together on the first day, and we wrote a couple of songs and hung out a bunch, and we're like, oh man, they're like, you need to come over and make a record with us. And I was like, I just moved there. So we started in February last year, and Chris is producing, and Ashley's been writing a bunch with us, and yeah, it's been an awesome experience.
So how far are you into the album?
Well, we haven't locked down what the track listing is, but the single comes out next month, and then we'll be releasing more music through the rest of the year, and then the album will come out next year. And Nashville's the kind of town where, like, I might go back and write the best song I've ever written on Monday. So yeah. I think before we lock in that track listing, I'm just going to keep writing right up until the day.
Well, so many artists do that when I interview them. They say that. So, well, we had the album finished, but...
You always hear that, don't you?
Yeah. I wrote this great song on Sunday and we had to do that.
Yeah. That Won't Back Down's that famous story, right? Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne were, like, finished making... what is it? Full Moon Fever, that record. Amazing record. And they're like, yeah, we were done with the record. And we're like, oh, we need something for the radio. And they went back into the control room and wrote Back Down, you know. Something like crazy like that, yeah.
So what is the title of the new single?
It's called Kiss Somebody.
Kiss Somebody.
Kiss Somebody, yeah. It was inspired by one of my friends. He was my mate that I used to go stay with in Nashville. He lived there, and I wouldn't pay him rent. But instead of paying him rent, I would go down and play with him on Broadway, which you're familiar with Broadway. Yeah. He would play down there covers for like 4 or 5 hours, you know, no break. And so I'd go down and play with him, and we'd make a bunch of tips or whatever. And he had this girlfriend, and didn't work out. And he realized that he was completely in love with her after she'd left him. And that's a heartbreaking time for anyone. Granted, but a year and a half later when I was back there, he was still heartbroken. And I was like, dude, you need to go kiss somebody. So that's the inspiration for the song.
Sometimes you gotta drink about somebody, but that ain't gonna bring them back. Sometimes you gotta cry and miss somebody. Yeah, we've all felt like that. If it's something that you gotta get over, but you just can't get over. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody in the back of a cab or on a subway train. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody on a midnight street in the summer rain. If you're wishing you were with somebody, 'cause you don't wanna go home when it's closing time. If you wanna kiss somebody, baby, I got somebody in mind. Kiss like your heart ain't ever been broke. The kind of lips hit your lips, get your eyes to close. I know just what you're going through, 'cause I wanna kiss somebody too. Kiss somebody like you. I wanna kiss somebody like you. Sometimes you try to fix somebody just to find out they'll never change. Somebody makes you feel the way you thought you'd never feel again. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody in the back of a cab or on a subway train. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody on a midnight street in the summer rain. You're wishing you were with somebody, 'cause you don't wanna go home when it's closing time. If you wanna kiss somebody, baby, I got somebody. Kiss like your heart ain't ever been broke. The kind of lips hit your lips, get your eyes to close. I know just what you're going through, 'cause I wanna kiss somebody too. Kiss somebody like you. Kiss somebody like you. Yeah. Oh girl, who's the boy, the best remedies? Girl meets boy, girl don't make it harder than it has to be. Commonly one on. Kiss like your heart ain't ever been broke. The kind of lips hit your lips, get your eyes to close. Yeah, I know what you're going through. I do. So come on and kiss somebody in the back of a cab or on a subway train. Yeah, come on and kiss somebody on a midnight street in the summer rain. If you're wishing you were with somebody, 'cause you don't wanna go home when it's closing time. If you wanna kiss somebody, baby, I got somebody in mind. You can kiss like your heart ain't ever been broke. The kind of lips with your lips, get your eyes to close. I know just what you're going through, 'cause I wanna kiss somebody too. Kiss somebody like you. I wanna kiss somebody like you. I wanna kiss somebody.
Are you out touring in the US?
A little bit, yeah. Sort of here and there I've been out just opening for people. And when the single comes out, there's a whole bunch more for the rest of the year. Some festivals here and there. And just more, you know, introducing myself to the Americans.
Big radio tour.
Yeah, well, people that are familiar with that, yeah, the country radio tour is a big part of kind of when you put your first single out in America. So I've got to go out and meet all the guys and gals, yeah.
So this has been your first time to the UK.
Yeah.
How have you been enjoying it?
I've loved it, man. Everywhere I go, I'm a tourist. So I'm like, I go into town, I'm like, oh, where's the coolest place to get coffee and eat? And like, where's the coolest bar? And oh, I'm going to go and talk to whoever at the radio. Or, and we get to go play the club. The clubs have been really cool that we've been playing. And the country fans here remind me a lot of home. Because they're, I mean, to be into country music in this country, it's a lot like Australia in that you kind of have to go look for it in a lot of ways. You know, you have got a couple of main sources, but then you go and find it. And that makes you a hardcore fan. And I see it in Australia when people from overseas come and play, and the crowd just appreciates it. And I felt that here too for me when I play, which is such a nice feeling.
I heard that you took about a couple of hours to find the Buckle and Boots Festival because it's a bit off track.
Yes, your system of GPSing over here is so great, but no one had told me about the whole letters and numbers thing that you do. Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the postcode.
Yeah. Is that the postcode? Is it? Yeah. So you have the address, but then you have the letters and numbers, and that's way more accurate than the actual address. Yeah. So I learned that as I was driving through the hillside of Stockport outside Manchester. Beautiful area.
Yeah. And how was the festival?
It was great. It's a, I understand it's a pretty new festival here.
Second year.
Yeah. So it's a real kind of grassroots festival. A lot of people go there to discover new acts and stuff like that. And so it's perfect for me to come and introduce myself. And there's about 1,500 people there. And I walked on stage a stranger and I felt like I had 1,500 new friends at the end of it. It was like a big sing-along. And as I said, just like hardcore music fans.
So have you been doing it acoustic or have you got a local band been backing you?
I left my Australian band in Australia. So when I moved to the States, I went there solo. And I tried to put together a couple of bands in Nashville. As you know, the musicians over there are crazy good. But my band in Australia was my brother and two of my best mates. And we've been playing together for almost 8 years. So when I put these new bands together, it just didn't feel right. And so I got a loop pedal. And you guys are no strangers to those over here. Everyone's playing them over here. But it sort of became my inspiration for writing. And I started playing shows like that. And people were like, hey, that's great. Keep doing that. So I haven't got a band again yet. And especially on this at this stage in the UK, to be able to come over solo and introduce myself like that, it's working great.
Because Ed Sheeran uses that. And
of course.
He got all the complaints at Glastonbury about everyone thought he was miming or using backing tracks, and it was his own stuff.
It's amazing that people still think that. Even here, you know, it's crazy. I feel like in the UK, everyone's seen it so many times that it's kind of like, yeah, well, of course, you're playing that.
Well, I was hosting a stage in Nashville for the CMA Fest, and we had another Australian come in and played, Carl Wojcinek. Do you know him?
Oh, Wojcinek. Yes, he's a friend.
Isn't he great?
He's great, man. Yeah, actually, when I first got this pedal, he helped me learn how to use it.
So good. I mean, he knocked me out. I said, here's a superstar coming.
Yeah, he's a really, really good guy.
Great. Well, Morgan, it's been a great pleasure talking to you. Great show. Looking forward to seeing it tonight. And obviously, good luck for the single, the album. And I'll see you in Nashville.
Thanks very much, man. Absolutely.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, this is Morgan Evans, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Sometimes this road is hard to handle. Sometimes the light is hard to find. I might be burning like a candle at both ends, but I got loving on my mind. No matter how far I go, one thing I always know, it keeps me hanging on. And this road keeps bringing me home. Way I feel on Monday morning, feeling knocked me to the ground. The only thing that keeps me going is knowing I'll be back around. No matter how far I go, one thing I always know, it keeps me hanging on. When this road keeps bringing me home, keeps bringing me home, bringing me home, sweet home to you, sweet home to you. Yeah, this road keeps bringing me home, keeps bringing me home, keeps bringing me home, sweet home to you, sweet home to you. I know you'll be standing there in a shortcut, change your deeds by now. You'll be telling me to come over here. Keeps on bringing me home, this road. Yeah, this road keeps bringing me home, keeps bringing me home, keeps bringing me home, sweet home to you, sweet home.